I'm Chris Rebolo with a report on legislative efforts to extend seismic deadlines for California hospitals. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. California hospitals are under the gun to meet new earthquake safety standards. Two bills aimed at moving the deadlines for the upgrades are currently scheduled for hearings in the state assembly on June 27th. Here's the background. The law requiring the upgrades was passed 12 years ago after the Northridge earthquake. No hospitals collapsed during that quake, but 2,500 hospital beds were put out of commission when the ground shook in Southern California. The most recent data shows that more than one-third of the 2,700 hospital buildings in the Golden State are in need of seismic upgrades. Under current law, hospitals have until 2008 to meet the first round of standards or obtain an extension to 2013. The state mandate, which would force unsafe hospitals to shut their doors, did not include funding. With hospital construction costs up 66% in the last 3 years and a dearth of qualified contractors to do the work, there is general consensus that some relief is in order. But the question is, who gets the remedy? SB 1661, led by Senate Republican Dave Cox of Fair Oaks, appears to have widespread bipartisan support on both sides of the aisle. It would grant a 2-year extension to any hospital that has shown intent to meet deadlines.
We have set this up so it can't be a situation where a hospital has malingered. This is a situation where they've got something that has come up that's not going to allow them to meet that 2013 deadline. Basically, it allows hospitals who have moved towards meeting the mandate the time to complete the construction without being required to close their existing facility. And so what we are attempting to do here is to just be certain that the people who are acting in good faith have some additional time.
SB 167 is a much more sweeping measure. Sponsored by San Mateo Democrat Jackie Speier, it would require the state to prioritize hospital buildings, using the best available technology to determine which would be at highest risk during an earthquake. Those deemed not to be at major risk would be able to postpone retrofitting until 2020, as long as they met the more stringent 2030 requirements. The California Hospital Association supports both bills. The CHA is pushing the Speier measure, wanting the state to take advantage of technology not available when the last risk assessment was done during the late 90s. CHA spokesperson Jan Emerson.
What SB 167 would do is it would first direct the state to go back and reevaluate those 40% of the hospital buildings that have been classified as at greatest risk. It is everybody's belief that a certain percentage of those buildings, and I don't know what the percentage might be, but it could be 30, it could be 40% potentially of those buildings, probably are not as risky as was originally thought. And so this software would allow the state to go back, reevaluate the buildings, and then under SB 167, those buildings that are no longer considered to be at greatest risk would be able to bypass the 2008-2013 requirement altogether. And instead, you could come into compliance with the 2030 standards, which say you have to actually remain operational, come into compliance with those standards 10 years sooner. Certainly, there are going to be some buildings that are still going to be considered high risk, and those buildings must be addressed before the deadline, and CHA fully supports that. But what we're trying to do is figure out a way to prioritize the limited financial resources that exist and put those dollars towards the buildings that are truly at greatest risk of collapse in an earthquake.
But the powerful Service Employees International Union is opposing the Speier measure. SEIU spokesperson Beth Capel.
Now the hospitals who have repeatedly failed to obey the law want another extension. We've been willing to work with Senator Cox on SB 1661 because that law applies to hospitals that are trying to obey the law. It says hospitals that have all along tried to be in the process of getting their financing and starting construction, if they can't quite make the 2013 deadline because of construction delays, they have some elbow room. And I think anyone who's ever dealt with construction, whether it's a home remodel or a bigger project, knows that construction delays can happen for all sorts of reasons. SB 167 just says give them an extension because they feel like it. It does nothing to hold accountable the hospitals that have ignored the requirements of the law that have been in place for more than a dozen years. And we're opposed to that. We think hospitals should not be lawbreakers. They should obey the law.
There are questions about the usefulness of the technology currently under consideration to assess earthquake risk. That's an issue that could stall action on SB 167. But even if the deadline issue is resolved, there is likely to be another battle over funding for the retrofits. Again, SEIU's Capel.
There are hospitals who genuinely can't afford to rebuild. We think of some of the small rural hospitals, for example. We don't represent very many of those, but we recognize their financial difficulties. We're supporting a hospital bond as part of the infrastructure package. We think that it's financially prudent to rebuild our hospitals. Any hospital that's not seismically sound is more than 30 years old.
The Hospital Association is not necessarily in favor of the statewide bond idea. They're afraid they won't get enough money to solve the financial problems facing hospitals in the Golden State. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelow. Thanks for listening.